Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good afternoon, good morning, Writers Nation listeners. I am your host, Kaneen Morgan, and here with me I have my co-host, Shalandra Norman. Hi, Shalandra.
Hi, Kaneen. How are you?
I am great. I am awesome. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. I always say Tuesday is a day of transformation. I always pick days where I really, you know, do certain things, and Tuesday is my transformation day where I look to either renew my mind or transform my writing skills or whatever it may be. Tuesday is my day to transform. So I just want to say, you know, to all our audience and listeners, again, happy Tuesday. What is your transformation? So, Shalandra,
what would
you like to say concerning that?
You know, that's a very good, you know, thing that you do as far as Transformation Tuesday. I like that. It has a ring to it, too. I just want to say hello, Writers Nation. I hope everyone is having a fabulous day. Those that are here in Texas, the weather is awesome, and I know you're enjoying it while at work. And no, I'm not trying to pick on you, Kaneen, because it's 30 in New York. But
Shalandra, it's icicles outside. I'm like, are we really in spring?
Oh, now that's funny. I'm so sorry that it's so cold there, but it's really nice here in the state of Texas. And I'm not sure where all of our listeners are from or where you're currently residing, but just know that, you know, it's beautiful regardless if it's cold, if it's hot, if it's raining. It's a beautiful day because you woke up and you're alive, you're breathing, you're well. So what have I transformed, or what am I going to transform today? You know, Kaneen, I would say definitely my mind. Definitely I would say that, you know, with just the thoughts that are, you know, when I wake up in the morning, like on Tuesday, some Tuesdays, not all, every Tuesday, but most Tuesdays, I wake up early because I go and work out. So 4 a.m., and I'll sit for a minute. You know, we all have to just sit for a minute when we wake up and just get our thoughts.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute, what's going on? So usually especially this morning, I woke up and, you know, some thoughts was going on, you know, in my mind, and I just had to have a moment, you know, and everything of just breathing and just really taking in the moment, that particular, you know, moment of just life and just, you know, just a breath of fresh air. And so the thoughts that usually goes on in my mind as far as, okay, this is workout, you know, save a prayer, get up and get ready. Because I always wait till the last minute. You know, you try to get that last 5 minutes.
Exactly.
So I was up running and everything, and so I said, wait. Because one of my best friends and I, we've been talking about breathing a lot, and we've been really talking about meditation. I used to meditate a lot, mm-hmm. and so kind of got off of that. And so now, you know, I'm back on that, especially when I believe Oprah and Deepak Chopra have the big meditation initiative going on, I think, for the month of April, I believe, or for so many days. And so I'm like, you know, that is such a good regimen for, you know, everyone to just, you know, pick up and just, you know, incorporate into their lives, because it really helps. Just sitting, breathing. I mean, just simply, you don't have to sit in the Indian style if you don't want to. However, you can look out the window and just gaze into the sky. However, you know, whatever makes you comfortable, and just breathe and just take in that moment of silence and just, you know, just get in tune with yourself at that very moment. So I would definitely say transforming my way of thinking first thing in the morning. You know, of course, first thing in the morning, I give my, you know, praise and honor to who woke me up this morning. So I would definitely say transform my way of thinking. I know that was the long way around, but you know me. I have to break it down.
Yes.
And so what's on your mind today?
Well, it's very interesting because I know we had a guest that was supposed to come on, and it was some technical challenges.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if our guest, the companionator, is going to be joining us, but certainly we still want to discuss dating. So I want to discuss dating.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes, you know, it's a change in whatever is occurring, but, you know, to still flow in that atmosphere, in that environment. So I definitely want to focus on that and also how to apply that to whatever situation that you're in, how to apply that in your writing.
Yes.
So although the guest may not be able to be with us today, we have a second guest. So stay tuned, Writers Nation, because we have another guest is going to be coming up after 30 minutes today. But also we definitely want to discuss dating. For me, Shalonda, my transformation and what I really chose to work on is love. So when I say love, loving me, which means my overall well-being, as well as opening myself up for love. So, which means dating, because I'm single currently. So that means, you know, dating for me, making sure I am completely well in my health and my, you know, my overall well-being and everything. So I can fully open myself up to enjoy all the things that we are involved in, such as the writing, the screenwriting, playwriting, the business, so many opportunities that's opened up in the writing business. But also, to really transform myself so I can be the best available person for whoever is going to be a part of the dating scene, you know, for me. So that's my transformation for today. I'm excited about
I like
journey.
Your transformation.
I know.
It fits well with you.
And I want to invite everyone that's listening to go to Writers Nation on Facebook, Writers Nation Show, and begin to tell us, what is your transformation today? What is your transformation for the week? Is it dating? Is it love? Is it health? Is it spirituality? Is it completing your book? Is it, writing a chapter, getting a chapter done? Is it maybe changing careers or whatever it may be? We definitely want to hear it. Go to Writers Nation, like us, and add your comments. And by the way, when you add your comments, we definitely celebrate that and applaud that. So we do offer, we do have selections where we just pick a random guest and we have special prizes, so we can't tell you what the prizes are, but just stay tuned because we pick special prizes. We contact you, and we have a special prize for you. So, Shalonda,
and you want it, so definitely reach out to us, or I'm taking it.
absolutely. And I want to say this: we're going to be working on themes for the month, but it's several things. We're just going to throw out several things that we have in store, which is a coaching session, a writing coaching session. That's one, and that's going to be 30 minutes long. Another one is free information in terms of publishing your book. Another one is giveaways such as gift cards and American Express gift cards worth up to $50 and $100. So it's many different things, and you definitely want to be a part of it because you never know when you're the one.
That's right. That's right.
So,
I love that. You know, Kaneen, I love the concept of you talking about, you know, love as far as your transformation for today and for, you know, this week. And you mentioned dating, and, of course, you know, I really wish that the companionator, you know, was available and didn't have the, you know, the technical difficulties. But I wanted to mention that, you know, with dating in today's time, and I believe our guest also had written information about it or written a book on it, and just, you know, his entire program, he really goes deep into online dating. Mm-hmm. And this fits in so perfect with who we are, Writers Nation. You know, we're all about writing and online dating.
Uh-huh.
So it fits in so perfect. It's like the perfect match. And so, you know, with online dating, well, of course, you know, I'm married now, so the dating mm-hmm. is out for me. My husband and I can date, of course.
Yes.
We still uh-huh. date. But as far as, you know, dating online when I was single, and I did try the dating online. I didn't really just give it a good chance or a good shot, but I definitely tried it, and it was very interesting. It was very different. And the one thing that I did not like about it is that you can be whomever you want to be, you know, behind mm-hmm. the scenes. And so that was kind of like a disadvantage for the person that's really, you know, looking for a true commitment. But it also had good things about it, too, because, you know, you can kind of weed out who you just did not want to waste your time with. I mean, if they couldn't really spell, I mean, if they couldn't really, I'm just saying, you know, like, hold a good conversation in writing for, you know, online.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, okay, well, maybe, you know, okay, maybe we can call each other or something like that. And if that didn't work, then, you know, okay, next, you know, you move on to the next. So I think it has its advantages as well as disadvantages. I don't know. What do you think about it?
Well, you know, so very interesting. I mm-hmm. definitely tried the online dating. I uh-huh. had a friend who really, really would stay on me until I did it. And I said I would never do online dating, but
uh-oh.
It was interesting from a male perspective to know what to write to attract the right person.
Yes.
So that goes in lines of writing because in your writing, you know, you want to be able to connect to your audience, to connect to that
yes.
right person.
Exactly.
So, you know, so we definitely want to add tips in terms of how to write so you can capture the right one, the right
yeah.
audience, the right client. And also I want to say this, that I had to really go within myself to mm-hmm. write, you know, because I had to put myself in the other person's shoes as well. So, you know, asking, okay, I'm looking for this in a relationship. So I'm looking for this. So, who thinking about who that person will be and what would be their interest, because, you know, I kind of want similar interests, of course. So
right.
I had to really go into the mind of just, it sounds weird, but I had to really go into the mind of my audience, the ones that I'm looking to attract, and
uh-huh.
write from a point where I will reach them.
Mm.
And so it was interesting, but also, you know, I want to say this,
mm-hmm.
I had a few blockers, and I had a few blockers, I think, and that's what happened when writing. Sometimes as blockers, you want to look at what's getting in the way of the writing. So I had,
yes.
I had a few blockers because I'm not going to get into the whole story. But
come on, we want to hear it. That's the good part.
You know, it kind of seems like a love triangle, you know, where
mm-hmm.
I have someone who's keeping my interest, but he's in another state. But yet,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm online and I'm trying to look for the right one. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a little bit of block there because I had someone in mind. So, you know, so that's what happens. I want to say that's what happens with, you know, with writing, where sometimes you have other things in mind and you kind of scrambling all over the place in your writing and not sure how to really complete it or really how to transform what you have started into completion.
Yes.
So
exactly.
And because you have one thing on your mind, and I know, Shalonda, sometimes you and I, you know, we have so many great ideas. And
mm-hmm.
we'll say, okay, you know, we're going to do this. And then
right.
all of a sudden, all these different things come up because it's like blockers that's trying to get in the way of completion.
Yes.
So the question is, how do you transform those blockers into breakthroughs where you're actually breaking through to transform whatever it is that you're working on in your writing projects?
I would definitely say that you want to keep your focus. That's like number one, first and foremost. You know, keep your focus on the purpose of why you're online, on that particular site. you know, mm-hmm. on, you know, some of the dating sites that's out there. And if you're and keep your focus on, you know, your intentions. Like, what is
mm-hmm.
your intent?
That's good.
Do you
Absolutely.
Intend to hopefully meet the right person that, you know, ultimately you would make that right love connection and, you know, and move mm-hmm. forward? Or are you just on there to play games or to just see what's out there but really not interested, but just want to, just curious, just want to see what it's like and then, you know, maybe move on to something else? So I think, you know, with you keeping your focus on your purpose behind doing what you're doing as far as, you know, attempting online dating and your intent behind it. It's very key, very significant. And one thing I wanted to say, Kanine, was that when I mentioned as far as, like, when you talk about blockers and when you talk about, you know, things that can kind of, I guess, steer you away from talking to an individual, or, like, if you make that connection and not saying the right connection, or mm-hmm. the love connection, but when you just connect with someone and they, hey, how are you? My name is blah, 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 whatever. I don't even know what they say anymore. But but just, okay, you introduce, I'm whatever. But you know, and like I said, this is all in writing. So, you know, you kind of want to make sure that you want to be yourself. I think being yourself is like the number one thing, or the number mm-hmm. two, after making sure, you know, you keep your focus and your intent behind what you're doing. But just, you want to be clean. You want to be, you know, Robert or Michael, whomever. You want to be yourself and not mm-hmm. somebody else, you know, because you want to be able, when you're yourself, you can be truly, of course, authentic, and you can be real, and you can be truthful, and you can come across just as you are, and then, you know, it won't be any surprises, or, you know, when you throw that out there, you'll get it back, you know. So,
absolutely.
And some people, you know, you may run across one or two, you know, people that want to play games or whatever, but you won't. It won't be a cycle. It won't be continuous. You know, mm-hmm. eventually you will meet someone that's serious. Not to say that you will make that connection, but, you know, at least, you never know, you can at least make a good friend from afar, you know, an associate or whatever you want to call that person that lives in another state or another city or down the street. You know, everybody's online, so, or in another country. So you just never know. So I, like when I mentioned earlier, it has its advantages as well as disadvantages. But I would definitely say be yourself. Use your own words. That is one of the tips. Use your words. Do not have your brother, your sister, your friend, or somebody else, you know, talking for you. Be mm-hmm. yourself. You're your best at yourself, being yourself. Just be
now,
yourself. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You know, that's a very interesting point. You know, but also I definitely feel inviting others into your conversation.
Okay.
And that's definitely something I've learned from my spiritual mentor, where he said the more conversation or the more buzz around it, the more likely it is to stand.
Wow.
So, yes. So I had to really get others involved in the conversation of dating
mm-hmm.
For it to really stand and for it to really grow. I had to invite others. So mm-hmm. in writing and everything, it's so funny how everything interrelates or correlates with everything else.
Yes.
So although we're speaking about dating, it goes into the area of writing, and I'm going to tell you in a minute. So when I invited my friend to, you know, kind of just because he was very successful in online dating and he's getting married
mm-hmm.
based on someone he met online. I also have a my old neighbors, they got married and they met online. So
mm-hmm.
it was definitely some, you know, some success stories.
Yes.
But also they got involved by inviting other people into that conversation or into the world of online dating. So I want to say this, and it's a tip for today. When it comes to something that you want to create or something that you want to really stand and grow in your life, to begin to blog about it and invite others into the conversation. Now, blogging is writing. So in every experience, it doesn't have to be every experience, but pick an experience and pick something that's occurring in your life and begin writing from there. And from the blogging, you'll find that the blogging usually turns into a book. Someone will either notice it. Someone will either share the information. So regardless, once the share take place, the book begins to form. Mm-hmm. So the more people you invite into your conversation, whatever the experience may be, the more you will find that it will grow, the more you will have the encouragement, the inspiration to complete whatever it is you need to complete. And it doesn't have to be a book. It could be an e-book. It could just be an article. It also can be just blogging or having a website. But, again, when you create the experience and you invite others into the conversation of the experience, you will find that it grows. So that's what I wanted to share definitely in the writing. And I know, Shalonda, we have to go to break.
Yes.
So definitely, Writers Nation, stay tuned. We'll be right back. I know we have another guest coming up. And also, we definitely want to hear your experience in terms of online dating, in terms of dating in general, because these are some of the things that we will capture and we'll begin to blog about it. We'll begin to write about it. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear from the minds of men, the minds of women. We want to hear from all of you when it comes to your online dating experience. And also, go ahead and like us on Facebook, The Writers Nation Show. And give your comments, your feedback, your suggestions. And also, if you have any questions, you can also email us at writersnation3@gmail.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony. TonyGambone.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, Writers Nation. Wow, Kaneen, that was a very good conversation. Very good, very stimulating, and just something to give everyone to think about that's out there that's looking for that right connection. And everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to love. I mean, love is like it's a part of creation. So that's a very good conversation. Definitely reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter at writers_nation. If you have any comments, any questions, just reach out to us. And remember, we have some great giveaways. So you definitely want to reach out to Writers Nation because you just might be in for a really good treat. Well, we're so excited, Kaneen. We have our second guest ready to come on, and he is going to give us some very good information about his latest book, very good book here. It talks about suspense, mystery, murder in a small town. So I'm so excited because I just love those types of stories. And without further ado, we are introducing Greg Jolly. How are you today, sir?
Fine. How are you doing today?
I am great. I am great. Well, we're so happy to have you on our show today.
Yes.
You know, we love, you know, as far as like the write-up about you, we love that, and we just could not wait to talk to you. I love, creativity. So I love
Welcome,
making
Greg.
Up, you know, fiction book. So we're excited that you're here today. We definitely want to hear, you know, about your story. We want to hear more about you. So just tell us a little bit about yourself and about your journey as far as writing and about your new book.
Certainly. And first of all, thank you so much for having me. And thanks again to my publisher, Bison, who made these arrangements. I'm delighted to be on your show.
About myself, I'll be brief.
The book we're talking about, Murder in a Very Small Town, is the ninth novel in a series called The Dancers. It's all about the same family of eccentrics who get themselves in misadventures here and there. I write full-time. I write 7 days a week, 5 a.m.
Wow.
to 11. I treat it as a craft, but it's also a source of joy, and it keeps me humble and definitely keeps me interested in the real world.
Yeah. I'm sure.
We spoke about this last week.
Oh, really?
Yes, about being connected, yes.
Yeah, I believe in closing the studio and going out in the real world every day, but so I have a nice balance. And if I could, this book, Murder in a Very Small Town, follows the story of Weeki Dancer. She's in her mid-20s. She's gay. She's coming fresh from South America. She's never been in the States. And she's heading to a cottage to meet up with her lover, and they think they're going to have a child together, even though midway her partner breaks up with her. And then she's in this snowstorm. She pulls off, and here's this young woman in a very small town during a storm, and it's the same night. In fact, it's intentional. The sheriff, former sheriff of the town, is on a rampage.
Yeah.
And the basic theme is revenge, and that's his motivation. And that runs – that's a thread throughout, like with her – and her partners, there's also, you know, jealousy and revenge. But it basically, I wanted to explore revenge, and then I wanted to have a lot of fun with a small town because it's just nice to have everything condensed. And quite honestly, I live in a small town, and I based a lot of the book here, although don't tell my neighbors that. Because I murdered about seven of them.
Oh,
where'd you put the body?
And where do you live again?
I'm not saying. No, I live in Wetmore Lake, Michigan.
Oh wow.
The town itself, I changed the name, and it's not really here. But I mean, you know, you work from your environment, so the lake and yeah, some of that. It was a lot of fun. Good, and I like exploring themes. This one was revenge. And it was just, you know, the consequences, not just the causes of it. And wrapping that up in a suspenseful mystery, like, will they survive this?
Right.
And what Weeki experiences, first she's sort of, well, she's befuddled and dumbfounded to be around these Midwestern people who have mores and values so different from hers. And she initially adopts their, you know, let's hide out and survive this. But then events call on her to step up and to take an aggressive, non-passive role, and she helps end the rampage.
Now,
so she goes through a nice change. And I like it when characters change because of events, rather than necessarily they think themselves through, I've got to take action. It was, she gets basically pressed against the wall, and she steps forward, and that was a lot of the fun, was watching her go through her changes and the like.
Oh, wow. Now, I wanted to note, I heard you say this is the revenge, a revenge theme. Now, is this a series of Danza novels?
Yeah, there's 13 Dancer novels. This is the ninth. Four are published, and I don't, like I said, I don't write about. It's not a series in as much as it's not chronological. But the dancers as a whole, I'll generalize about them. These are folks who are very strong-willed, have little self-doubt, but they're also kind of nuts. And so they're eccentric, to be kind. And so this book is with Wiki Dancer. There's two with her uncle, who is a cinematographer, and he gets involved in some crimes and trying to solve or rescue his friend. And, of course, he has more misadventures than adventures. He's not a trained private eye. He's not trained in any of this, and he's just kind of fumbling with sincere intentions, but making a lot of mistakes and wrecking cars and doing all kinds of things that – but, again, to the character theme, these folks keep trying, that's what I like about the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Now, Rick, what made you come up with that? Theme, and what made you come up with the story, the dancers? What made you come up with that?
I think I've never really pondered it. I've been working with the dancers since 1984.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe if I could cite an influence, I would have to say John Irving's work, The World According to Garp, where you had this very rich, odd, eccentric family, and they were each in their own little world, and yet the dynamics were, they were all over because they were causing trouble, being sincere, and not quite sane. And I loved that, and I liked the idea of having a family where you can follow one down one path of a story and then have another book follow another one of them. The books just write themselves, and that's always a good sign to me. I set these people up, and then they just run amok, and I try to type as fast as I can and keep up with them.
I'm just trying to understand, why isn't this on TV yet?
I don't know.
we're
working on that.
Yes, very good. Very good plot and story.
I won't harass my publisher.
We're just throwing it out there. So you say you write... Go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say you write 7 days a week. Where, I mean, it's got to be just you. All the kids are grown and gone. Just you, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
My children are in their 20s. They live in my wallet, but not in my house. So
they're like, keep writing, Dad, keep writing.
I'm blessed in many ways that I have the life that allows me to do this, and do it like I want to, which is, it's simple, but I 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. this is what I do, and I believe in treating it like a craft, even though it's creative and it's fun and it's humbling and it's interesting. I believe, you need to show up every day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and you mentioned some, it is, the way that you put it makes it sound so simple. But, I really want the listeners to understand what you said, what you get from writing. It's some of the things that we try to, convey to our audience as far as you can get a lot from writing. Things that aren't simple, like joy and humble and just that connection to the real world, just having pure joy, and you really can with writing. You really can find a place of just happiness when you write because you're just letting out some of that, whatever it is that's stored in you, that creativity. You can create something that, like you see in your mind or something you've seen and you've gotten inspiration from a movie that you've seen on TV or a show or some people that and something comes up, or even work that you do. You can get inspiration from that, and creating the story is just so exciting, and it brings so much joy because it's coming from you, and you can put it exactly like how you want to see it.
I agree.
So definitely, and I just want you to just expound just a little bit on the humbling. You said that writing gives you that humbling experience. Just expound a little bit on that.
Sure. As an example, I met the author, Libby Hellman, last Saturday at a book signing. And I just admire her craft and her storytelling.
Yes.
And, every time I think I'm the cat's meow, I meet someone who just dazzles me. And that I think that's a good experience. I mean,
yes.
God forbid I ever become cocky about this. I believe I'm just doing my best. And
yes.
I do it as a craft, and it makes me laugh. And it, you know, it's, sometimes it's frustrating, but it feels like an adventure. And you start a book, and as an example, right now I'm editing the follow-up book. I'm also writing a new one, and so and I have a new one that came out just about a month ago, and it's just fun. I mean, it's an adventure.
Right. And, I can hear it in your voice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm looking for, and my real goal outside of enjoying this and working hard, is reaching readers. I love it when I get folks to write me and say they hate me, they like it, or they say make random comments.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, you know, the goal for myself and my publishers. We want folks to enjoy these books. And this is only my fourth, and, you know, we're working very hard to get this in front of as many readers as possible. And thank God there's social media nowadays that really helps.
Yeah. Yes, helps a lot. Very good. Well, I mean, it's just inspiring just to hear you talk about, you know, what writing does for you, and let alone, you know, what you've accomplished in writing. You know, your stories are amazing. So I'm going to scoot over a little bit because I know my co-host is like, hello, I definitely want to ask him some questions. Go ahead, Janine.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hey, Janine, how you doing?
I am wonderful, wonderful. It's so interesting to hear your journey in writing, especially I want to commend you on completing the four books, and especially books that are nonfiction, because I find that some of my clients have a challenge in writing nonfiction books. So I just wanted to hear a little bit about your journey into the world of nonfiction. What made you go into that area?
Well, I'm primarily fiction writing now, but
fiction.
I remember being in my early 20s, and I was a voracious reader. I was the odd child. I was the one, that kid that would sit down and read the dictionary, and no one does that, but I read the encyclopedias the same way. I love to read. I love that sense of drifting away and then coming back. And I think it was a dare. I said, you enjoy reading this so much, write one. And it was like, that was a dare that I accepted. But then it was the question, okay, what do I write about? Do I have a genre? Do I just, you know, just general fiction? And I sort of had to let release from that and say, write the book and it will define itself, you know. And that's
right.
How I've come to this. I like to use the term crime fiction. Basically, you have characters, something bad happens, and watching them react and respond to it. But it falls under mystery. And having the Dancer family to work with, you know, I can basically cause an event in a few of their lives or one of their lives, and then let the book write itself as far as how they deal with that. And it's like chemistry. It's fun because every time I think I know exactly what's going to happen, it all blows up and goes somewhere else.
Wow. So I have a question. Yes, I have a question. So many may feel that tempt you to make money from writing. I'm certainly not going to ask you the income, but how do you feel about the income that you receive from the writing?
To me, they're blessings. It's blessings. It's not why I write, and I'm fortunate that I don't look at my revenues and such as a source of or primary source of income, because if I did, I would be living in a cardboard house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's a blessing. It's a gift, and it's encouraging as well. But I think. And there's a lot of folks who are in this for the money, and that's fine. I mean, we're all got our different motivations and ideals, but that's not I'm not in that camp. I am really pleased that my goal is, again, increasing readership, and the money basically buys me more printer paper and Right.
And
covers, you know, all the research. Because I do a great deal of research, and it covers those trips and the books I purchased and all of that.
Right. Well, here's why I asked, because certainly for me, when I've written my first book, Finding Your Way, and when I first started receiving the money from it, and certainly my reason for writing definitely was not money, but is teaching the book where I was getting the most money, where I was finding that my royalties was $3, sometimes 50 cents, sometimes 3 cents. And I'm like, how do they even print a paper check for 3 cents? But, you know, but there wasn't that. That was my main focus, but also in teaching clients, I always let them know ways that, because sometimes others may feel writing a book is pointless, where I also let them know that it's fun, it brings joy, it brings healing, but also ways that they can be inspired from writing, which will also bring in potential money, and certainly is not through writing a book and selling a book, but through teaching. So I wanted to ask you, in terms of social media, because you mentioned social media, how do you get your book out into social media? What are some of the avenues that you use?
I'll go through my main list because I have a priority. There's a site called Goodreads.
Okay.
Invaluable as far as authors, readers, reviewers, all, and there's millions in this site using Goodreads to discuss, to share, to learn. And it's a very good tool for authors to get readers, to get reviews. I also, of course, use Facebook. I have two sites, my personal as well as, you know, Greg Jolly author site. And then, of course, I have a website, Twitter, Tumblr, email, et cetera. But some of the things, and I'm going to go back to the point around, well, I'll just make the point that in this day and age, it's the opportunities to get out your books is amazing. My books are on Amazon, of course, but there's the other avenues. Right now, I have three books in production for the Audible version, which is not something I listen to, but readers say, can I get the Audible version? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that is happening. And then, of course, the whole ebook phenomenon. One, it lowers the price for your readers. Two, it's immediate purchasing and immediate readership. So, you know, it's good times. I know folks, there's some begrudgment around the condition or the health of the publishing world. I think it's a party. I think it's going well.
Yes.
And I don't know that anybody is getting rich, but I think everybody's, or a lot of folks are getting satisfaction and enjoyment out of it.
Absolutely. And entertainment sells, by the way.
Yes.
So that's right.
So, Greg, have you ever, because we had another guest recently, and it was a very similar situation where she kind of had like a mystery fiction book. And have you ever thought about, in terms of social media, where we're maybe engaging the audience in terms of something that's fun and interactive, where it's a scavenger hunt or a guessing game in terms of your next book that's coming, where you say guess, you know, you kind of building an audience up and having them participate in your next book by maybe asking on social media, whether it's Periscope or YouTube, where you're constantly creating scenes and you sharing it on social media and perhaps asking the audience, you know, guess what will happen next?
Mm-hmm. Yes, And my publisher has been very creative with coming up with ideas I've never thought of. One of them was I put out a newsletter once a month, and it allows readers to ask questions. And I've even done some fun things like offered literary winks, just basically, do you want to be in one of these books? I'm not, and I'll consider, you know, we have to work together and have some conversations. And then, of course, there's the blog tours where – you get an interaction with your readers, and that's really invaluable because you're engaging them, and even if they dislike your work, you're getting feedback, and you're also, I think, acquiring readers. And I think if you come to it with a you know, with a positive attitude and we're on an adventure, it's all good. And I'm real pleased with how the books are doing. And I like most of my readers. I've had some very interesting, random, less than favorable reviews that I cherish. Actually, they just make they're interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
To push you even more, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Greg, I'm still curious. Where are the bodies? That's what I'm curious about.
It's funny. Yeah. My older son beta reads for me occasionally. And he asked me that question. He was on a train trip this past weekend, and we were texting, and he said, "Well, which body indent is the weirdest?"
Oh,
and I go,
wow.
"Well, it's the mayor's body." And he says, "Why?" And he says, "Because they don't find him till spring." And
wow.
Because he was murdered, and he fell in the snow, and he got covered by snow, and he doesn't show up until the thaw occurs. And I'm not going to tell you where the rest of them are hidden because you have to read the book.
Oh, that's very good.
Yep.
So I certainly love, and the headline of Where's the Body stuck out for me, because it's interesting to get people like, you know, especially like a press release or something, get people like, wait a minute, well, what does this mean? And get people curious about wanting to know where's the body, you know, and
yes.
getting people involved in, you know, actually trying to find the body.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So Greg, I know Shalonda, if you have any other questions, but I wanted Greg to give out his information so people know where to purchase his books, where to find him. So, Greg, do you want to go ahead and give out your information?
Oh, of course, and thank you for that. We'll start with the Internet, gregjolly.net. That's my homepage, and it's got information on the books, ways to chat with me, and the like. And then, of course, I'm on Facebook as Greg Jolly, and there's a dash author, and that's where I – like the new cover was revealed last Friday. They can see the new cover, ask questions, make comments. And then, of course, I'm in the usual Tumblr, Twitter, and, of course, electronic mail. And then, of course, Goodreads, which is where I spend a lot of time because it's a good place for readers to chat with authors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, check out new works, et cetera. And I'm not giving out my home phone number.
That is quite okay. And, Shalonda, I'm going to turn it to you in a minute. I just want to say really quick, Greg,
okay.
I want to thank you for transforming what we spoke about earlier is Transformation Tuesday. And I want to thank you for transforming the way readers engage. And
yes.
you bring
Uh-oh.
Entertainment. You know, and I just love it. You bring the entertainment, you bring the suspense, you kind of get the brain working by trying
yes.
to discover all these different things. And I love what you have put in your profile as well, where you say it's okay to read with a pen, interact with your reading. And that's the most important for you to get the most that you need to get out of the reading is interacting with it. So I really want to thank you for that, and I thank you for being on the show, and I'm just going to turn it over to Shalonda.
Yes.
Thank
I
you
want
very
to say-
much.
I want to say thank you also, Greg. Like I said earlier, you're such an inspiration. You know, although you write a lot of fiction, but like Kaneen said, it's extremely very entertaining. Just talking to you is very entertaining. And you also mentioned when she asked you about, you know, as far as like, you know, the money behind, you know, writing the books and everything, and one thing that was key that you said it's a blessing, you know, to be able to write the way that, you know, the books that you've written and just to be able to write, period. And then also you want to increase readership, which I think is highly, very important. So those things are just, you know, very inspiring. And just keep up, the one thing I can say is just keep up the, you know, great work, because, you know, you're writing for others and hoping that others would better themselves. You know, if you read more, you definitely, you know, better yourself, you know, in whatever area and whatever you read. And it is a blessing, you know, not so much as the money. And I will say that, you know, of course, when you do start your movies or your shows, or your TV series, and when the, you know, when the big bucks start rolling in behind those dancers,
yes.
Then, you know, because when you mention a blessing, it really is a blessing, because writing books are like platforms for wherever you want to go, whatever
yes,
you want to do. You want to, you know, speak, if you want to teach, if you want to make movies, you know, just wherever you want to go, it's truly a blessing. So we just really, truly thank you for taking out time, coming on our show and just sharing, you know, your information and your creativity. And we hope that you will come back and share more with us. And we wish you all the best, Greg. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you both. This has been a delight. You both are a joy, and we had a good and interesting interview. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Well, we're going to get ready and go to break right now, Writers Nation, but do not go anywhere. We will be right back. Thank you so much.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, Writers Nation listeners. Welcome back. We want to thank you for tuning in with us.
Yes.
We have such a great guest, Shalonda, and
I am
so grateful for all those who are, you know, coming and being a part of Writers Nation to get their information out there, to be a blessing to others in terms of the information, assist writers, and, you know, whatever process they have gone through, they come back and they share that process so you too can become a writer. You too can complete whatever it is that you have started. So I'm really appreciative and grateful for those who are listening, for those who are sharing as well. And, you know, Shalonda, I read something very interesting the other day, and it was about the power of sharing. And this is why writing is so important and is so beneficial, because the power of sharing, when you begin to share, it creates an emotional connection with others.
Yes.
And I believe, you know, that's part of why we're here, to be connected, to be, you know, a contribution. So when we're writing, we're bringing a contribution to the lives of others through our stories, because we find a way to relate and connect to others through our stories. So I always say writing is the most beneficial, most important, and it's just such a blessing when you're able to relate to others, you're able to connect with others on a deeper level. What would you like to say concerning that?
I would definitely say that that is definitely true, the power of sharing. You know, when you have information, when you have knowledge, you know, knowledge is power. And so when you gain that, you know, knowledge, when you have something to share with others, you know, that's what it's all about, giving. You know, everything was created on giving. Everything was given a chance on giving. So I think that, you know, in your sharing, when you're sharing information about just your life experience, you know, you make it through that experience for someone else, you know, mm-hmm. to hear, because now it's their turn. Now they're going through, you know, that experience. And when you're sharing, you know, information that you've learned, you know, that person won't have to make the same mistakes that you did, and they can avoid that and move along, you know, without making those, you know, same mistakes, or without, you know, just wasting time or taking more time than what they could have if only you had shared that information. You know, sharing love or food or whatever the, you know, the case may be, it's key, and it's power, you know, in that. It's effectiveness, you know, in that. And it's good that comes out of sharing. So the power of sharing, I would definitely say, is an initiative that, you know, we should definitely go forth with and just really continue to spread that message, because, you know, you're not going to – people are so quick to share something bad or some, you know, drama or something that's, you know, that's not so good, but not so quick to share – what's good that's going on in your life, or what's good that's going on in someone else's life, or something good, you know, that has happened to someone. And then when they do make that attempt to share, you know, there may be some that want to tear that down. But, you know, there should be those that stand up for what's good, you know, share what is powerful. Something that's bad is not powerful. We don't have to give that any power at all. And we can just cut it.
Yes. And, you know, Shalonda, you and I shared the same. We had a writing coach, Gloria Boyce, and she was so awesome.
Yes.
And I want to say, when I had a bunch of paper, like, and a bunch of notes that I had written in the computer, in my laptop. Also, I had a bunch of notebooks where I had written information. And I remember her saying to me, "What do you have that you can share?" And I'm like, "I don't have anything." So she said, "I would love to see some of your files." So I showed her, you know, my files, and she said, "Okay, you must be crazy." She said, "You have all this information, and you are not willing to share." She said, "Whatever may be in here will be information that someone else may need."
Yes.
And so she said to me, and I just want to offer this as a tip as well for all the writers, she said to me, "Do not ever throw away anything that you have written, because you never know who will need that information." And she said also, "I may even need the information one day." So she taught me how to take that information and begin to collaborate that information into something that's going to be, like she said, like, for instance, we spoke about dating. So if I've written something about dating on one page, and then I have another page that's about spirituality, I have another page that's about sex or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Take all of those things and compile it into categories. Once you compile it into categories, you keep adding to it.
Yes.
And once you add to it, you're able to start breaking down, or you start writing or adding to it. And so it was so important how she brought it all together. So I want to share with the listeners today, whatever you have, don't throw it out. Be willing to share it, because that information is going to be something that someone can use. So whatever you have, whatever you started writing, keep that information.
Yes.
And also, if you want to know how to put it all together, that's what Shalonda and I are here for. We are writing coaches. We can help you bring your book to life. We can help you write your book. We can help you compile whatever information that you have, so you can share it with the world, so you can be a blessing. And I want to say this, the money does not show up in writing books. The money shows up in the message that you have behind the book. How are you going to share that message? And that's what we do as well. We show you how to get the message into the world where you can make an income from it. So you want to connect with us through the Writers Nation. by going to Facebook and like us on Facebook, and we're at Many Wonderful Tips. You have any questions, comments, feedback, go to writersnation3@gmail.com. And we want to thank you so much for listening. Shalonda, before we close in 2 minutes, you have anything you want to add?
I just want to say thank you so much, Writers Nation, for listening in, as you do every Tuesday. We're so grateful, and just continue to stay tuned into our show, and just we have, you know, like I said, great and valuable information that will help you along your journey. So thank you so much. We're grateful for you, and we will and shall talk next week. Go ahead, Kadeem.
Yes, so again, yes, we thank you so much. Like us on Twitter @thewriters_nation and also on Facebook @writersnationshow. And also send us an email. Let us know your thoughts. What would you like to come forth on the Writers Nation show? What would you like to hear? What were some of the questions that we can address? So, again, join us every Tuesday at 347-989-1363. Thank you so much for being a part and listening. And
Thank you.
Welcome back. And also come back every Tuesday. Thank you.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.